Hey guys, it's Ollie, and before we get on to Marvel movie news, we got to talk about my friends at Blue Apron. Blue Apron is a leading meal kit delivery service in the U.S., and while many people know what we do, many don't know about the types of meals you eat when you cook with Blue Apron, like strip steaks with potatoes and spicy maple collard greens. Oh my gosh, my mouth is watering just thinking about it. It's a steakhouse-inspired favorite with a delicious twist and chili-infused maple syrup. With incredible ingredients and chef-designed recipes, Blue Apron lets you see what the power of food can do. Blue Apron delivers fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and step-by-step recipes right to your door. They can be cooked in under 45 minutes. The menu changes every week based on what's in season, and it's designed by Blue Apron's in-house culinary team. Blue Apron offers 12 new recipes each week, and customers can pick 2, 3, or 4 recipes based on what best fits their schedule. Blue Apron sends only non-GMO ingredients and meat with no added hormones. Blue Apron is treating Marvel news from Marvel fans listeners to $30 off your first order if you visit blueapron.com/Marvel. So check out this week's menu and get $30 off at blueapron.com/Marvel. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
Did the Super Bowl give us nearly 30 seconds of all new footage? Is there a new Deadpool poster? And most importantly, did Black Panther debut on Rotten Tomatoes with 100%? Yes. And this is Marvel Movie News.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Marvel Movie News.
Excelsior to you, our merry Marvelites. We are in a magical time. We're at a crossover of talking about so much Black Panther and so much Deadpool, and it's a great time to be alive. There's also Infinity War. There's Jessica Jones. There's Venom. It is. These words are things you only saw in comic stores and trading card. Like, it's insane. This is on the news.
It's like growing up, and then you kind of like hit somebody with a, oh, hey, so, you know, Avengers, right?
And like, then, you're
and
like, then oh.
they'd be like, oh, they know? Oh, okay, great. It was like.
Tinder would have been real different this. 10 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Just like Cloak and Dagger in a Tinder profile. My girl.
Like 10 years ago, I wonder if you would like be as upfront with your nerd.
You couldn't
stuff.
Have been. I mean, it's not as not everyone would know. Anyway.
Like now I could put Wakanda Forever on
this is
it.
Why we're here. Yes. This is Marvel Movie News, and we are at episode 166, and we are coming to you live from the mines of mining for vibranium, because I can't wait to talk about all these reviews. So we are here to tell you all the news from all the studios and why you should be as excited as we are about all of this goodness. You can subscribe to us on iTunes at Marvel Movie News. You can find us on youtube.com/Popcorn Talk Network. You can find us through Popcorn Talk's website, popcorntalknetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at Marvel News PTN or at The Popcorn Talk. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Marvel News Show. Follow us, like us, and if you retweet a tweet of the link of this show whilst we are on air, Ant-Manthony in the booth will retweet you.
My God, that Super Bowl TV spot of Infinity War.
Right.
How amazing was that?
Right.
Dude.
Oh, I can't wait. My God.
Iron Spider, I'm all about it.
Nerdgasms.
Like 19 movies leading up to something that's cool and powerful. Yeah. It's amazing.
The movie where everybody dies. Prepare it's just, yourselves.
And
be
like,
ready.
We're at 18 movies with Black Panther. It is 19. And then we've got two more. And then another giant spectacle. It's a good time, guys. So I am Coyjandro at Coyjandreau on Twitter and Instagram. Joined, as always, by the lovely Markeia McCarty.
MarkeiaMccarty.
And we talked good Sir Ollie into joining us in the room today.
Yes.
Yes, because I saw a very awesome film called Black Panther.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I need to see what you guys are saying about this, because that movie was awesome. So.
I mean, there's got to be some conversations.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So he came in here to join the discussion. Yeah. He's ready.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I'm ready for it. We're ready for Wakanda.
Yeah. Yes. We're going to have light reactions. No spoilers.
Promise.
No spoilers. Our spoiler review will be on February 20th.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 4 days after the movie
the
comes
full weekend
out.
A weekday and then
the whole world's
the 20th.
Gonna see it though,
so. Yeah, it's gonna be crazy.
Time, actually there's a it. You know, well, the embargo is lifted
we
at
could
this point.
But it's not
we
fair.
Technically could, but we're not going to.
That's just
because
silly.
We, you know,
doesn't make any
we
sense.
We want you to enjoy it with us, like we're talking about it and then you know what we're talking about.
Yeah, so enjoy the vagities now, which is a word I'm gonna use that doesn't exist. Vagities. And then when we get to it and you can rewind
D-I-E-S. Vagities.
And then when you go back back and watch this episode, you'd be like, oh, that is that thing they were alluding to. Mm. And then on the 20th, we will go full spoilers, and we're going to try to have some great guests in. I'm going to call Chadwick Boseman and just be like, yo, no, I have no, would that be,
yeah, I'll
if
call
you're
Brian
watching
Coogler.
Chad Boseman.
I did interview him, though. Yeah, so
that's a conversation we got to have, too. There's so much to discuss, but since it is one of the last weeks leading up to the release of Black Panther, we got to start with that perfect score.
Yes, Rotten Tomatoes. Okay, so Black Panther has debuted 100%.
100%.
100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Nobody didn't like it.
Yeah, and then keep in mind... Oh, yeah, no, nobody did like it.
I'm just saying, that's crazy.
Keep in mind, there was a thing on the internet, I don't know if it was true or not, where it was like some DC fans were trying to organize things to then, you know, shoot down Rotten Tomatoes scores. I personally, I've never been... And as you know, Koi, never been with that DC versus Marvel mm-mm thing, because doesn't we're all sense nerds. We want for the fandoms to do great, because... Mm-hmm. Besides for us nerds, like us hardcore nerds, other people don't know. They don't know that Batman's not part of Marvel.
The average
they don't
person
know that
doesn't
Wonder Woman's,
know. Yeah.
Yeah. They don't understand. They think Black Lightning is a, you know, Disney made it or something. I don't know what normal people think.
Yeah, we can't take ourselves out of the knowing of comics. But if we were to, people are like, oh, comic movies. As soon as that gets a negative connotation, we all lose.
Yeah, so we all want everything to do really well, mm-hmm, and we all want it to have its own flavor, because, you know, isn't that something, like, you just want? You don't want one taste of anything. I love Marvel, if you couldn't tell.
Spoiler alert.
If you couldn't tell, I love Marvel.
You love anime. You're wearing Attack on Titan. You love, yes, like, why can't we just love everything?
I'm Scout Regimen. Bye-bye.
And yeah. My problem is, like, since they don't know the difference, if people just trashing each other, it makes us seem petty and childish, because it is, and nobody wins. Like, at the end of the day, how can you love Spider-Man so much that you don't want to see Batman being awesome? That's just silly. Yeah. Like, why not just enjoy it? Like, I love seeing Flash and Superman, like, racing. That was, like, the coolest moment. Like,
exactly.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, what I was saying, like, I love Marvel, but it's also, I love gritty, and mm-hmm, I don't necessarily want Marvel to do gritty the way that DC can do gritty. So it's like, yeah, you gotta have more than one
thing.
Like,
the Zack Snyder visuals totally play for their universe, and they wouldn't play necessarily in, like, a Spider-Man or with, like, there's certain types, and I agree. I want to see, I love 300. I love that scope. That deserves to be told with the right characters. Mm-hmm. So people trashing stuff before you've seen it because you haven't seen it because it's not out until the 16th, that's ridiculous. And to do it out of spite and, like, childishness is, you know, we could go, yeah.
And then for full disclosure with the Rotten Tomatoes reviews, at the time of writing, this was done by, we don't have who this was. Oh, it was comicbook.com. At the time of the writing, it was 46 reviews have been counted on the site, 46 reviews, and they were all positive, so that's where the 100% score is coming from.
So keep an eye out. Either way, it is incredible. We will lightly touch on it later. And there's also an IMAX poster along with the release.
Yes, it was released on my way to this studio. And
it's awesome.
It's gorgeous. Like, just the way that it is drawn, and you, everything up to this point, and you thinking back to the very first Black Panther poster that came out, and that was T'Challa sitting on his throne. It was very PlayStation 2 video game kind of a cover. Still loved it. It was also seemed like an homage to other things involving civil rights and the original Black Panther movement and everything. It was very well done for everything. And then you come to this, and I don't know if this is the final poster that will be released. I know that this was just released today, and the way that it is kind of a mixture of anime meets reality meets comic books, and I just find that so, like, visually stimulating.
With Star Wars lighting, it's got that, you know, the classic 70s drawn cover. I could see this on a VHS.
I could totally see this, yes I could indeed. But just everything about this, it's, well, I'm one of my viewings of the four more that I'm doing is going to be 3D IMAX, because it's just, tell me it doesn't beg to be viewed in that way.
Yeah, that some of the third act stuff we won't talk about, just the spectrum of the scope of this movie is so much more than they've shown. And now that we've seen it, and we're being vague, the trailers don't give everything away, which I really appreciate.
No, they really don't. So you really find this joyful.
I mean, Marquia saw them all 27 times, and she still was surprised. I also get to tell you guys about the experience of watching Black Panther beside Marquia, which was a fun time.
Oh my gosh.
It is like seeing someone, like, you know that when you watch, like, a nature show with, like, the biggest animal lover in the world, and there's, like, a brand new puppy, and they're like, oh my, 2 hours of that. It was like the coolest contact high you'll ever have.
Oh my gosh.
But I'm sure you get this IMAX poster if you go see it, probably Midnight IMAX. It'll sell out quick.
Yeah.
Grab one yourself. But it's really cool. Look it up online if you're listening to us. Mm-hmm. And we will end the show on Black Panther. So if you want to avoid even us saying vague hype, you can stop watching then. But first, there was an amazing trailer this week with the Super Bowl. 31 seconds trailer, and it's 28 seconds of new stuff. There's only like one shot we'd already seen before, and that's something special. So we're going to watch it with you guys. It's good.
Oh, my Lord.
So we start out with the classic Marvel logo. As soon as this flipped on... Oh, yeah, no worries, man. As soon as this flipped on at my viewing party, like, the entire room got quiet. Like, we'd all been Pats fans, and then all of a sudden it was like, no.
It's like, this is happening right now.
Yeah.
Because it was either going to be Deadpool or Infinity War. Mm-hmm. So it was like, okay, we're going to win regardless of whatever is going to be shown.
And the Deadpool live tweeting was brilliant. Instead of having a trailer, Deadpool tweeted from Deadpool his
really?
Twitter. And like live tweeted play-by-play the entire Super Bowl. It's amazing.
Oh, okay.
Well, so the marketing has begun.
I'm going to have to check out that thread.
It's real special.
That sounds good. I like the poster. I think we talked about the poster.
To them. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to give Black Panther his due.
But we'll...
Are we queued up? All right. So we got your Marvel panels. Flippity.
There you go.
Ominous music. No jokes. Now, this is the first time we've seen Vision and Scarlet Witch interacting with gems. Her powers come from gems, if you remember, so that's really special. Mm. Spider-Man going to space. Mm. Is that Venom? Is that how it happens? Ah, Wakandan shields.
The shield.
The prime
and then the bleeding
suit.
Edge.
Yeah.
Bleeding edge Iron Man armor.
Also, we Bucky looking the most boss he ever has, and then Iron Man diving past Doctor Strange. And actual purple Thanos. That was 30 seconds.
There we go.
Whoa. So that is so much new footage.
And wasn't that everything? Wasn't that everything at the same time? Everything and nothing.
I want only 30-second trailers that tell us.
Everything, nothing, and just enough.
And just your heart gets racing, but your brain doesn't go, I'm going to piece it together. I mean, I'm hoping that Spidey goes up to space, gets a little soot on his suit, and then Venom drops in 4 months.
Oh my gosh.
I'm hoping that Spidey goes up there maskless, and then, 4 months later, Venom drops. It's not it probably is a coincidence. I'm daydreaming. But it's not a coincidence that this drops in 4 months after the Infinity War. Like, at what good time? Timing. Would that be amazing? So we see obviously the hype of Thor.
Okay, we have to talk about this real quick because Aunt Anthony just had it on the screen where you have Guardians of the Galaxy and they're coming towards the camera like in the pod, and then you see Groot and he's on his phone and I am all about that. I already loved it. And like the second one when at the end he's like, I am Groot, and he's playing on like his tablet. It's like that.
I want to send Vin Diesel recording those lines. Like sassy Groot.
I'm
like
Groot.
Big Vin Diesel just being a little punk. So we obviously know from the end of Thor that's going to be a situation. We assume the ship gets demolished by Thanos in the opening, and that would lead them to be in that situation.
Yes, we can assume that. And I assume that Loki is going to have his hero moment to save what is left of his people by simply offering the Tesseract up to Thanos.
Right. Right.
That's what I'm assuming.
It makes sense. It's in his character. We also have this shot of what's interesting is it looks like, in video games when you have two players that play well together and they kind of use their power sets together.
Yes, this seems like a Doctor Strange Iron Man power combo.
Right?
Like the right button combination.
Like Capcom,
happens.
Like XY, like this was it.
Where you have science meets technology meets magic.
Yeah.
Because science is magic. Magic is science. Original Thor? No? Okay, just me. But yes, that's exactly what that looks
like. So they left science bros behind, and now it's the mustache bros.
Ooh.
And I mean, I'm not left behind, but he's got a lot of bros. So now the mustache bros are teaming up for this fight. And every shot in this trailer gives us dynamic without giving story. Like, we've seen Thanos plenty of times, but to me, this is like he's scarred up. He's purple. We've got, like, full Brolin Thanos. And the opening, what was that opening shot? The obviously the bleeding edge armor this shot, the Scarlet Witch and Vision, that's very interesting story wise because we've seen Scarlet Witch and Vision interacting and him and his human facade, but we didn't know that she could have that effect on his stone. We know that her powers come from the stones. We also see a shot of him later walking and he doesn't have the stone in his head and he's alive.
And then speaking of which, like, that was one of those shots that was the internet just kind of exploded
dissected
over it, because it was Captain America walking forward, and then I believe you saw Vision in the background, and then you saw someone behind Captain America, and with the particular colors, people were like, Captain Marvel. wait, she's not supposed to be in this movie. And but then, you know, if Vision's right there, yeah, then it's probably Scarlet.
I got really excited thinking it was Captain Marvel because someone sent me a frame and I was like, that must be
it. And then the red, the yellow, and the blue a little bit, but I don't think it's her.
Yeah, so it's Captain America, probably Scarlet Witch behind him, like in full regalia, kind of thing. Vision like next to her.
Yeah,
and then, of course,
dream.
The Skrull, also known as Black Widow.
Yes, the Skrull is Black Widow! And also, the Wakandan armor, I have to give credit to that. I love that. We've seen Black Panther, but even if we hadn't, I love that the design of those gauntlets is so clearly Wakandan.
Mm.
Like, you can't go to Wakanda. It's not a real place. But I can go, that is Wakandan armor. Like, the production design was so good and specific that I know those gauntlets, like, that looks like that style of, that's brilliant.
It does, and I love that they're like, get this man a shield. Mm-hmm. and then it's like, oh well, we can't get, oh that's fine,
gauntlet bro.
Shuri, come here, get this man a shield.
And they look awesome.
And then that, you know, goes to, because like Wakanda, like really cool technology and everything like that, and now all of a sudden we have bleeding edge Iron Man. I wonder if that's going to anything to do with it. I don't know. Tony's got a lot of time and he is a genius. He might have, you know, in this canon came up with it all on his own, or he might have been inspired, who knows.
I can't wait to find out. It's mere months away now, it's soon. Now that Black Panther is out, it's just like that, or about to be, it's just like that, like, running, like, sprint from, like, Black Panther to this, because that's just going to be, so excited.
Gorgeous.
And Gamer Girl, thank you. It is awesome facial hair, bros, not mustache bros. You're right. Awesome facial hair, bros.
Awesome facial hair.
That is the line in the comics. Brian Michael Bendis, read his work as Iron Man, is great. So, there's so much to unpack in this 30 seconds, but we'll have one more long trailer, I'm sure, that we can dissect for a little longer, because we got a big show today. Mm-hmm. Anything else you guys want to talk about the trailer?
I'm ready for it to be May. We got Jessica Jones will hold us for March. You know, April's just going to be a really long month, so we're just going to have to survive.
Wait,
so.
We got this. Yeah. We will.
Wait, but like Deadpool is...
May. It's Infinity War.
Darn it.
Yeah. It's Solo, Infinity War, and Deadpool in May.
In my head, it was coming out in April, because May.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay.
Other countries get Infinity War in April. At the end of April, but we wait till
those other countries be my friends.
Fly us out. We will review in your living room whatever show.
That'd be fun.
Just saying,
popcorn's on me.
So I'm really excited for Infinity War. We also have confirmation: Shuri, who just is incredible in Black Panther, is in Infinity War, and that is fantastic. Letitia Wright opened up about her appearance saying, quote, "It was amazing. It was surreal to just see certain characters that I've been watching as an audience member for years and then be opposite them. I can't say who it was, but it was amazing." I keep using the word amazing today. I just have to walk around with a sign that says, "Black Panther and the whole Marvel experience and working in Avengers Infinity War was amazing." It was amazing! Shuri is just a doll. Like, she's so full of energy. Letitia Wright is fantastic.
I did get a chance to interview
her. Oh, how is she?
She's a brilliant light. She really is. She's glorious. She actually is, as a person, like, filled with good energy and, like, exuding that good energy. Keeping in mind that I was able to interview her for, like, 4 minutes.
But hey, 4 minutes of good energy.
Yeah, you can tell. You only need, like, a minute to really. And then I interviewed Angela Bassett.
That picture of you, Angela Bassett, and freaking Forest Whitaker is a life changer. Yeah. Yeah. If you don't follow Markia for some reason, follow Markia and then look at that photo, because it's like seeing it's like seeing someone meet their god. It's such a magical image.
It's on my Instagram if you want to look at it. I just teared up.
Markia, you were just around a bunch of beautiful people, you know, these past few days, and we're all just really jealous of you. So
we're all filled with light. Okay,
and it was coverage you did for Nerdist, right? So they can find the actual once they start unleashing.
Yeah, they're supposed to release those packages this week and next week. Cool. So
we don't want to give away anything that wordage wise, because she did the interview for Nerdist. That's why we're not covering the actual press junket through Markia. Mm. I know you'll ask, but just check out her stuff on Nerdist, and you can find everything there.
Yeah,
and Venom. Is Venom. The next topic of discussion.
Venom.
Also tying into Black Panther, because everything today ties into Black Panther, because good God, we want to talk about Black Panther. The trailer for Venom was locked in, and that means it's usually within 1 to 2 weeks. Once they lock in that trailer with the classification board, that means 1 to 2 weeks, trailer. What comes out in 1 to 2 weeks?
Black Panther,
guys!
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
I don't know. There's nothing big.
If that means we sit down... in your local cinema, because support cinema, and you lean back and you get a trailer, a Deadpool trailer, a Venom trailer, and then Black Panther. Will you survive? I won't. Good God, it's going to be amazing.
Have to scrape koi off the walls.
Send me like
there's a little bit of koi here.
It's like the Roger Rabbit. I'm just like scooped into the next cinema. I can't even. You're what's like, that experience going to be like?
I don't, that's going to be great.
That's so much.
It's going to be so much. It's going to be so amazing.
And we've seen nothing of Venom. We've seen we've seen a shot of Tom Hardy.
Yeah, as Eddie Brock, looking at a book.
Looking like Tom Hardy.
He was like maybe writing something into a journal.
Very.
Doing a question, writing down introspective. Keywords. Shorthand. Journalism. We saw Tom Hardy shorthanding.
We did.
Which is what we saw.
And we've seen him breakdance fighting because of the Venom symbiote and paparazzi video. And people set that to Queen and stuff, and it's fantastic. There's people that are like dubbing him like flailing around to music. It's glorious. Also, internet, thank you everyone that sent me the video of Tom Hardy with a cup, like a soccer cup, on his face talking to his dog in the Bane accent. It is a treasure, and Tom Hardy is what America needs right now. Venom trailer, we've seen nothing of the actual symbiote, we've seen nothing of Venom, so if we get our first peek of that in front of Black Panther, what a great way to do it. That movie's gonna make all the money. It would like it makes sense for
and
everyone.
And then a lot of really great exposure for Venom for possibly audiences that aren't as on board with Venom. They'll be like, oh hey,
yeah,
what's this?
Smart move.
It's like, all right. I like this like kind of sci-fi meets comic book world. We'll see it.
Yeah, I'm here. And that little indie that could, Deadpool, gets a sequel, and it'll be on there too. So
on top of that, it's insane.
Which means maybe not this week, but next week it'll be released online, which means there'll be an episode in the future where I'm just crying with happiness. So prepare your ears and your dogs. Ant-Man and the Wasp is coming, and we have our first look at the Wasp from not in the trailer. We have some interesting takes on this character that looks so much cooler than the comics. For me, the Wasp was a character, I mean, not the Wasp, Ghost was a character that I did not expect to translate well. I didn't expect that character to make it to film, and she looks great.
Yeah, for our iTunes listeners, we have Ghost right here in full gray. On top of a motorcycle, there's a brick building in the background. It looks like a very light stunt, if a stunt is involved at all. It might simply be driving down the street, but it is Ghost.
For sure.
Yes.
And it's a Cafe Racer Triumph. It's a beautiful bike. We also have this shot of Ghost looking to be, this might be a light spoiler, looking to be stealing the building we saw from Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yes, in the trailer.
So it looks like the house arrest protocol is, in fact, going to be a problem. I love the idea of chasing the building that your house arrest bracelet is in. Like, what a great way to have a chase scene. Like, can't have the cops come after me. We got to chase the building my leg's in. Like, that's such a funny... Yeah, good on you, Paul Rudd.
Fun stuff.
Hannah John Kamen will be playing Ghost, and I love that take on the character. This is already more interesting than the character in the comics is like an espionage expert. She or he, depending on who's writing the character, kind of has the Kitty Pryde thing where when she phases through stuff it messes up tech. So
note Ghost. Yeah.
So it's a fun play on that, and it's gonna be an interesting villain, and they're leaning more tech, and I'm really excited for Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Yeah, so it'll be very tech related ghosts fading through walls and you know, stealing things. How can you go wrong with this? That plus the rom-com Wasp running along the sides of knives. So yeah, this is gonna be a very solid
giant
movie.
Hello Kitty pet.
I mean, what more do you want, society?
Hello, can I get one?
Langley points out the actress playing Ghost is awesome. She's good in Killjoys and Black Mirror. I haven't seen that episode of Black Mirror yet. But
wait, what was she in Black Mirror?
Live chat. Which one?
Live chat. What was she in Black Mirror?
Which episode?
Because I've seen every episode of Black Mirror.
15 Million Mirrors.
Wait, was she the singer versus Daniel Kaluuya?
Let me see. Looking.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Sorry, I'm like putting everybody on the spot.
Wait, that was like one of the first seasons, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was in season one. 15 million credits is like, I'm sorry, 15 million merits.
It was.
It's like my favorite. Wait. Yeah. Oh.
That was a sad episode.
Well, I thought it had so much social commentary. It hit all the marks for me. It's what kept me going with Black Mirror.
Oh, like, cool. That was the one. Episode. Okay.
That was the one for me.
If she's great in that, I'm excited to see her in this. And so Eddie Dizon mentions that she can phase shift or become intangible, but not both at the same time. That's interesting. Kind of like Emma Frost can become diamond, but not telepath at the same time. Thank you for that note. Did not know that. I don't know Ghost nearly as well as I apparently should. Stan Lee is out of the hospital and feeling great.
Thank goodness.
Stan the Man Lee is 95 years young. But if you ever have the pleasure of meeting him or being in the same breathing space as him, in the same state as him, the man's energy is off the charts. I was lucky enough to be at an event for him. And for an hour and a half, the top performers in comics would go up on stage and he would glow out over them. Aww. Like, he's got more energy than people half his age. So, Stan, I'm so glad you're doing well. And it was a heart situation we heard. But he's out of the hospital. He's doing great. Stan is everything for this world, so we're so glad he's doing well.
Yes, everything. I mean, between him and Jack Kirby, I mean,
I mean, there's the giant umbrella of them, but we...
Yeah,
Stan, so we're glad. So, now it is time for this beautiful image. I love it so. We have a Flashdance-inspired Deadpool poster that is just so damn pretty.
He's got great form.
He does.
Great form in this.
So his coach, Ryan Reynolds' coach, Don Celadonna, is a guy I follow on Instagram because I want to train with him so bad. He trains superheroes. He trained David Harbour for Hellboy, trained Ryan Reynolds for this. He trained Sebastian Stan, and they're really good friends. So his Instagram is awesome. So I actually saw this for like the fifth time today because he tweeted it, or he Instagrammed it, saying great flexibility. And I thought that was hilarious. When your trainer tweets a photo of you as Deadpool, the world's a magical place. Yeah. So Flashdance inspired, I want to describe it for our iTunesers.
Yes. So it is backlit, and you have Deadpool beautifully backlit, actually. You can tell that he's wearing his full outfit. He is brace arched on a chair, Flashdance style, but instead of it being either Elvira, where it was tar, unfortunately, or actual Flashdance when it was water, right? It wasn't glitter. It was water. It was either glitter or water.
I think it was water.
It was water.
A bucket.
I have seen so many parodies of this.
Like Scary Movie did it. That did it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Water in the original.
But instead of water or glitter or tar, it's bullets. Bullets raining down as Deadpool glories in this moment.
And if you think about the moment, the song playing is actually why it's so funny. Because he's a maniac, maniac on the floor. So, thank you, viral marketing. Thank you, poster campaign. And thank you for live tweeting, because Deadpool keeps the world better.
Yeah, and it was tweeted with the tagline, take your passion and make it happen.
Yes, may. Leading into, I get so excited. I can't even think straight. The first movie was everything, and I waited 11 years, and now, like, within 3 years, I get another one, and it's going to be bigger, bolder, and uncut. Evangeline Lilly is in Avengers 4 as the Wasp, and she was quoted as saying, I will appear in Avengers 4, not very much, so don't get your hopes up, not going to be a ton, but I'm in there, and I'm so proud to be in there, and I'm stoked to be in there. There's so many characters in Avengers 4.
Yes. There are so many.
Like, we know that a few can't make it. Like we'll get to this later, but Moore MacTaggert can't make it in X-Men Dark Phoenix because just the sheer size of cast. Wasp being in Avengers 4 doesn't give us a lot of plot line, but it does show that the events of Ant-Man and the Wasp do perhaps lead into Avengers 4 because it's the movie right before. So that's exciting.
Where's that?
And I she mean, lives.
We have all these bits. Or does she?
Or does she?
Or does she? Or does
she's
she?
In the microverse.
Because there's a possibility that we have a reality wipe, or that she was in the microverse at the time, and perhaps, you know, the concussion of what happens didn't affect that
yet,
because there's time play, and comic books are a hell of a drug.
Yeah, so, it's going to be real weird soon.
Yeah.
I can't wait to explain these movies to people.
Yeah, when people are going to be like, oh, hey, so why did Spider-Man have that new suit? Who gave him that? Wait, was that at the...
I'm just going to sit you down right quick, Grandma. Let me tell you a little something about the Iron Spider suit.
Let me tell you a story of a man.
It's a Tony Stark fellow you might have met.
Spider-Man.
He's a great man, the Spider-Man. And the gems and the time, and like there's just going to be so much Nomad, like the debadged Honda Civic, Captain
Soul
America.
Stone and how that's been wherever it's been for whoever knows how long.
It's going to be crazy, just like the 3 hours of runtime. Plus, we get Avengers 4, and we know Wasp is in it. I love Evangeline Lilly. I'm excited to see where the Ant-Man and Wasp story leads into the next one, because it's the one that is right before. So I'm excited. So, Legion, speaking of exciting, Legion was one of the best adaptations of comicdom to date, in my humble opinion.
And we appreciated them going there.
So smart.
Yeah.
And
very
so weird.
Smart. What's the term? Coddle.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to coddle nerds. Mm-hmm. You really don't. You don't have to glad hand us.
Right.
Well, not glad hand. It's like... You can go ahead and hit us with it.
Because if we don't like it, there are other things. And if we do like it, we're happy for the difference.
Yeah. It's like, don't start it off too low, because it's more difficult to turn the volume up mm-hmm. than it is to turn the volume down, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. And this was that. This was the volume up. This was in-camera editing. This was smart writing. This was twists and turns. This was questioning casting. Reality.
Jermaine, mm-hmm. Aubrey with Legion. Yes.
Top notch. Mm. So it is back in April. So we are looking at not having the saddest April ever. I knew there was one in April. I couldn't remember what it was in April, and I was like, I want to make sure before I say it on air.
It was going to be New Mutants.
New Mutants, and then I got pushed. Yeah. Mm. Many of you asked, because we very excitedly said there's a Marvel property every month but January.
Right.
And then immediately New Mutants moved, and I was like, it was true. It's true again.
Yes.
So in Legion. April, we get Legion, which will tide us very well over. It is a very smart show. It is just dense. You can watch it multiple times. I'm very excited for it.
Yeah, that'll be April 3rd.
Yeah, very FX. Beginning of April. Mm-hmm. So check it out on FX.
Like that. And from what I've been able to see with some pictures, it looks like Aubrey's there for a while. For a little bit. Well, I saw one picture. It was her and Oliver, played by Jermaine. I'm sorry, mm-hmm. Jermaine Clement?
Clement, I think.
Clement. I just know these people by their first names, and I haven't met them. Yeah, but it was them floating in a pool. It was perhaps a promotional picture, now that I think about
Jermaine Clement.
Jermaine Clement. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, but I was like, oh, good. Aubrey's in it a little bit more. I like that, because mm-hmm. they were going to switch it up.
I'm very glad that she's, because she was fantastic. And it is it is now February, so those of you that haven't seen it in the live chat, there are about 2 months, and you can easily watch it in that time, and you should. It's fantastic. We'll be covering that show as much as we can. And also, speaking of which, we don't have an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. minute this week. Doom is a very busy man.
He's super busy.
It's very... super busy. Whenever we can, we do.
Yeah. But you can influence that by tweeting him.
Harass
at that Zach Wilson. that's with a C-H. And just remind him very nicely that we love having his Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. minute, and we don't feel like we're going to do as much justice as he does with his exuberance. So just remind him, like, let's say the Monday before.
He's not too busy.
Monday before our show.
Yeah, he's right there. He's tweetable. So, yeah. So we don't have a Doom Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. minute for you this week. We're going to try to have one for you guys next week. But Jessica Jones has something big happening tomorrow, because, of course, everything happens on Wednesdays. And we are getting that show very soon. But a story from the Instagram account says, quote, big break in the case starting tomorrow. We have no further specifics, but we do know there's a promo release or a trailer or something coming on Wednesday. We don't know what it is, but something is coming. They've done a great job with, like, slow leaking promo stills, and even the paparazzi images have been, like, fantastic.
I need more Kristen Ritter in my life. I'm sorry, y'all.
Sorry, not
there.
Sorry,
almost
Ollie.
There.
Sorry, not sorry.
Gosh, I need it. I've been waiting almost 2 years for it. And it's going to happen next month.
Very soon.
Yeah, well, that character is, it's so well done. You know, the Jessica mm-hmm. Jones character, when you think about it, in The Defenders, that was a lot of people's fun character, like a favorite mm-hmm. character. And it's like, because she had already been fleshed out so well that even putting her in with just having like bits of what mm-hmm. she was saying, mm-hmm. Like one of the ones where she's like, you grab me like that again, I'll hit you so hard, you'll see.
Yeah, her dialogue is so smart and hard. And she's a character that could be done poorly. Like, if you look at the character, that could easily be like a drunk detective. That's original. She's original. Like, the Jessica Jones we got was Jessica Jones. And I really, like, if you guys don't know the character's history, Brian Michael Bendis wanted to write Jessica Drew. Jessica Drew is Spider-Woman. Marvel was like, who's this Bendis guy? And no. So he wrote Jessica Jones, a private detective, and then birthed one of the craziest, best characters. Yeah. And then this little-known writer man got Ultimate Spider-Man and changed Iron Man and changed New Mutants.
New X-Men. Has him, and he's going to do awesomeness there.
Superman's so great.
It's going to be so good.
I'm so excited for Superman. I'm going to be reading so much Superman soon. So, Brian Michael Bendis, Jessica Jones, fantastic character. We get something tomorrow. I'm excited. Now, Chris Claremont, speaking of writers that are incredible, has come out and said a giant, like, the biggest of brags about Dark Phoenix, I would argue. Chris Claremont wrote the original Dark Phoenix saga, so this man knows the Dark Phoenix saga. Mm-hmm. And he said, quote, the second Dark Phoenix saga will have as powerful an impact on the comic book film world as the second Casino Royale had in the James Bond film world. I figure you could do a whole lot worse than that. So, whoa. He also said, Simon Kinberg has his heart in the right place. He's got the best ensemble cast of young faces I've seen in quite a while. My hope is it will give the Avengers a more than decent run for their money. Chris Claremont. Those are big words, my friend.
Yes, those are, and that's a very big hope.
That is huge. That's huge.
That's a huge, big hope.
Now, he did write the original Dark Phoenix saga. Chris Claremont is arguably, like, up there with Stan Lee as far as shaping what the X-Men were, because he revamped them, revitalized them, brought us a lot of our classic stories. Mm. And he's a man who does not, like, this is him speaking on his own VOD release today. So he doesn't have any stakes in really saying this other than the fact that he saw X-Men 3 and he's saying, hey, you saw the first Casino Royale, remember what they did. You saw that first Dark Phoenix, check this one out. It's a great parallel, it's really smart wording, it's really playful. But he's calling out the Avengers. That's a lot.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, someone remind me of when this is actually coming out, but I'm still slightly hesitant with Dark Phoenix, and I want it to be really good.
November 2nd.
November. So yeah. November of this year. Mm-hmm. Okay. November is a really good month for things to come out.
Yep.
You know, it really is. I guess when we get closer, we'll get to see more of a promotion for it, you know, than, say, Jessica Chastain just standing.
Hey, look, Jessica Chastain.
Hey, well, she looked masterful. I know she's not mastermind. I know she's not, but she looked masterful in that picture. So I just, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing more about what this movie is going to be about and the angle that they're going for it. So I'm looking forward to that.
I'm also really excited that someone so in the comic world is this hype, because we've seen so little. It was filmed seemingly so quickly.
Yeah.
It's
a quick turnaround with that one.
We just knew it wrapped suddenly. It's also a movie that is very, it has a lot to prove. So I really hope it's well, not only because of the last movie, but also because of the storyline it represents. It's the new team really coming together. There's so much this movie needs to be. So I'm excited that someone very near and dear to the material thinks highly of it. So first-time director Simon Kinberg, we're really excited to see your Dark Phoenix. And speaking of Fox, rumor has it, Comcast might try to outbid Marvel. Now, Comcast is another giant, giant, giant conglomerate that owns more than you can imagine, and they have the money. So I actually think this might be a great thing, because from what I understand and what I've heard, and I do not lawyer, is that if someone sells the characters and sells the studio, the rights from the original deal go back to Marvel. So this is, once again, I'm not a lawyer. I don't know if that's true. It's what I've heard. We could have Comcast buy Fox, and then instead of everything being owned by Disney, we could have a new owner of these characters that aren't Marvel's, and then everything, we get Fantastic Four, we get X-Men, we get all that right back at Marvel like we want. That might be the best of both worlds. It prevents the monopoly fears, it prevents the one studio situation, but it gets us like Wolverine and Hulk, it gets us Spider-Man, Deadpool, it gets us Fantastic Four in general back at the House of Ideas. So what do you guys think about that?
It does, without that monopoly aspect. I mean, I said this back when the news first came out. I mean, that was the huge drawback for me. Of course I want a Storm solo movie in the MCU. I want to see Black Panther and Storm get together, and the plethora of other things that come with that, with like having a Doctor Doom in a Black Panther world, having all the things, all the toys that we'll be able to play with. But I didn't want to do it at the expense of us having this huge monopoly. I mean, huge. Disney would basically own controlling interest in Hulu at that point, because Fox was 30%.
Right. And they're another 30. That's 60.
And they're another 30. So they'd have 60% of Hulu, along with a number of other things. They're already starting their own streaming service, you know, their deal with Netflix ends in 2019, and so on and so forth. So I'm okay with them getting the characters, which is what we want.
Right.
We want
they will characters. Land back at Marvel.
We don't need for all of the other possible antitrust issues stuff to come up.
But now Comcast, and a lot of people in the live chat, we are seeing you. Comcast is huge. That could be another monopoly, another situation. Yeah. But Comcast is not a studio that has so many characters at their disposal already, to me. So if Comcast becomes its own studio, I don't know what that would look like. I don't even know what that could be to me. That's still not the same as, like we're saying, 60% of Hulu and such a titan in that one direction.
Yeah, and then you have to think about, like, Disney is they're a titan. They're an entertainment titan, and they've already got everything that they need to basically take over the world in however, you know, shape or form that would be. Like, I keep on thinking Demolition Man has it right.
Yeah.
That, you know, a world that is ruled by Disney would have three seashells and no profanity.
A little scary.
For instance. But like with Comcast, I think they would have more that they would have to learn from and to get rolling, as opposed to like having their own streaming service, having their own studio that they would set up, mm-hmm. that they're slower to the game that Disney is already a master of. So I would prefer for them to get Fox Entertainment, go through the growing pains of things, and we get our characters
right.
and not have to worry about Disney being more super huge.
Yeah, and that's, and I, guys, I do realize that Comcast does own Universal, which is, yes, is Universal. Understand. Universal is huge, but they're not Disney huge. I'm saying no matter what, this is a near monopoly. I'm saying no matter yeah. what, this is, oh no, what are movies? What we're saying though is Disney is already Star Wars, Pixar, Marvel. It's already like Universal is going, Fast and Furious, we should make more. Our monster movies didn't work. Yeah, like Universal has more to prove.
That dark universe thing.
Yeah, Universal's got more to prove right now. Mm-hmm. And they also, that'd be interesting for the Hulk, because I don't know what would happen, because Universal owns the Hulk right now. So,
yeah, very interesting. That'd be pretty interesting. Maybe so, they'd be able to throw some real power behind that, or maybe, you know, I'm okay with how he's doing right now. I don't necessarily need another Hulk movie.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, so I'm really, I don't know what it's going
to
be.
I would like for it to kind of stay split, because I want there to be a really nice focus on what we actually want to make movies mm-hmm. of. Like, for instance, like with Star Wars, we have the Han Solo movie. I love that Chewie and Lando in there, yeah. you know, kind of thing. And this character, Kira, mm-hmm. you know, that's very fun. And then, you know, we love Han Solo anyway. But it's like, seeing that, I'm like, do we really need a Han Solo movie, though? I mean,
yeah, do we? I mean, it's they want one every year, and we don't know what Universal would do with the rest of Fox's slate, what they do with those characters. But I also know Disney wouldn't make Fast and the Furious movies. It's a very different right. house. They're very different worlds.
It's very different.
So, once again, different this flavors. Is all, this is different the very things. Beginning of things.
All of this is speculation.
Yeah, it's just Twitter Hope was talking about it. I wanted to talk to you guys about it. We have something to say about it. So, who knows what might happen? We don't know. It's just that Disney, all this conversation, no matter what, very, very big, very scary. Yeah. Now it is time, of course, to talk about Black Panther.
Well, in keeping in mind, this is just going to be us with light reactions.
Very
we
light.
Are actually going to devote a show to spoiler reactions and everything. That is going to be on February 20th. We mm-hmm. hope that you join us then. And then we might do a thing next week, depending on our guests that
right.
we, depending on the guests that we get, but this is just
still be spoiler light next week, if at all. Yeah. And then the 20th, we're really holding back till the 20th.
Right. Like Koi and I saw it last week. Ollie just saw it yesterday. So these are just light reactions of, so Ollie, actually, how about you start?
Well, I think I was pleasantly surprised seeing this movie. I didn't think I was going to be able to go to a screener, so I have to thank everyone that was involved in getting me to the screener. So thank you guys, and thank you AfterBuzz Popcorn Talk. But this was a movie for me. I was expecting to cry so much, but I didn't cry until the credits. Let me just say that. I'm not going to say, I'm not going to spoil. I'm so hard not to spoil anything. But I was talking to Markia, telling her basically, I need a Shuri movie. Letitia right. Wright, such right. a phenomenal actress, mm-hmm. and like I really am not familiar with her work, but I just seeing her in this film and her face is so beautiful, and her voice, I need her on like my GPS system. and it's cool because I think you don't have to necessarily, it's cool that we're seeing these characters be so diverse, but mm-hmm. also I'm thinking it's on a mainstream platform, so people who may not look like these characters can still connect with these characters, even though they don't look like it. And I think that was a message of this film, was to, we're all one tribe.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be difficult to get that message out there, and there's going to be fights, there's going to be disagreements, but we're all the same. And I think that was a message of the film, and I think even the villain, you almost root for the villain in the film, because they're just trying to help people in mm-hmm. need. And, you know, Wakanda has these resources. And it's very, like, sometimes you don't know who to root for in this movie. And so I just thought the cast was incredible. And I love the women in this film. Angela Bassett, Lupita Nyong'o. Like, I was getting very emotional with Alexis, who was right next to me. But it was when the credits rolled with Kendrick Lamar's song with SZA. I was like, oh, my God.
All the stars.
I can't wait for everyone to see this.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm saving it, Cole.
Okay,
go
I thought
ahead.
So. I thought
I'm
so. I was
saving
trying to make
it.
Sure I didn't want to.
I'm saving it.
I only want to parallel this to other things. That way I don't give spoilers. So you can you get an idea of the feeling. For me, this was Iron Man. This was the moment where you're watching a movie and you go, oh, this changes things. Iron Man, you knew that it was gonna, comic movies were different. Like, you knew when you left, this was a different world. Iron Man arguably changed cinema, and I think that Black Panther is gonna change society. I really think that this is an important movie for people and filmgoers. I think it's an important movie for people watching it. I think it's an important movie for where we are in 2018. I really think that Wonder Woman needed the love in 2017 because it's pretty telling of society's changing and evolving. And I think Black Panther is going to be that. And I await your SJW comments, internet, but I really think that this is the thing we need the most right now, and I think that this is the most important time to have a movie that has such an important stance. It's not a Martin Luther King speech or a it's not something that sets out to be a message film. It's a movie that, because it's so smart and so good, has a message. And that's a big difference. So you're going to go into a superhero movie, and if you're open and watching and aware, you will leave better. And I think that's what all movies should strive to do. I just love that Marvel did it. And I really appreciate the fact that we are living in a time where people invested hundreds of millions of dollars into a movie about a king of a country that doesn't exist but should exist because they're better people. So thank you, Black Panther. And I can't wait to talk about it with people that have seen it so I can not be so vague.
Right? Yeah, I love that you brought up SJW. Because it's like, yeah,
it's such a good series of words that have turned, like, social justice and warrior are all positives. What's wrong with you, internet?
Superhero is not a social justice warrior. That's the thing. Captain America is a social justice warrior. Mm-hmm. Captain Marvel is a social justice warrior. It's like, these are superheroes. They make the world a better place. That is what they do. And they will fight and they will die for us to have a better world. So, yes. Yes. Call me that all you want. Thank you. Thank you for the compliment. That is such a compliment. And piggybacking on what both of you have put forth with, like, yeah, Ollie, with, like, the inclusion. And then also with Koi, what you were saying with, like, it being a game changer. The thing that I really got from this film, and the thing that had me ugly crying during the middle of it. It was the normalization. It's the normalization of, you don't really see these fully fleshed out, actualized female characters, and you definitely don't see them of a certain ethnicity and of a certain culture and background, and you see it all in this film at the same time, and you see it depicted in such a way that it is completely normal. And that is something that happens with just movies in general that come out of Hollywood, that they will make you feel abnormal if you're not of a certain gender, or you identify with a certain gender, or you're of a certain skin tone or a certain culture. They will make you feel abnormal. They make you feel other. So then how do you find yourself in, as a nerd, where you're reading these comic books? It's like, how do you exist in that world that they say that it's like, oh, yes, these superheroes that are fighting for good, but you're not really one of them, kind of a thing. And then to have to grow up with that, and then, but then you see this particular film, and when you see this particular film, oh, okay, save it.
Sneak preview for the next 3 weeks of Marvel movie news.
And when you see this particular film, and everything is laid out there for you, everything is solid. You have Afrofuturism. You have Marvel's totally solved that villain problem, because you root for and root against all within, like, the same breath kind of a deal. And then you have these fantastic warriors. And that's what they are. It's so normalized that they're warriors. It's not even female warriors. It's like, they're warriors. And what I love, what that Marvel does and what it has particularly done with this film, is that you have the central character, T'Challa. And you have his community, his environment around him. They don't exist for him. He exists for them. And it is everything locked together. It is true community. And that's going with how, with, like, Wakanda, where you're saying, we should be like them because they're better than us.
Remember before the show, before we watched it, before on our Tuesday show, we were saying how, like, we are totally like loving this authoritarian king. Like, remember we had that torn relationship with how we thought Wakanda was better because of the arts and the creativity and all that stuff. And we couldn't quite land how that was a positive, and then the movie did it.
Yeah.
I remember thinking like 20 minutes into the movie, I'm like, oh, they solved the problem. Oh, like the movie is so brilliant.
Yeah, he's king because he earned it. There's a hereditary line, but he earned it and because of the people around him. If you don't deserve to be king, your people will let you know.
Mm-hmm. And the movie handles so much subject in a parallel to, once again, I'm just going to parallel things so I don't give anything away. Yeah. Punisher handled so much subject matter in 13 hours. This handles a hell of a lot of subject matter in 2 or 3. I don't know how long it is.
I just wanted it to end.
I remember walking out being like, I don't want to look at the time.
Yeah.
And watching it, I can speak spoiler free of watching it with Markia. It was the coolest thing because we're in a theater of, you know, hosts and reviewers, and it's a professional screening at Disney. And it was amazing to be in an environment of people watching a movie that watch movies for a living, but then watching a movie that also enjoy comics for a living. So yes. It was really cool to be like, it should be hoodied. Oh, everyone's like having fun and cheering and lively. And it doesn't feel disrespectful to the film because it's all the heart of the movie coming out in the audience. And that's why I love the cinema. I love sharing that experience. That's the benefit of church, theoretically, is that shared consciousness of, oh. So this was that with peers and titans of industry that love comics. And watching it with Markia was like this person that loves Black Panther as much as she loves any and everything else, and getting her to see her heroes come to life was freaking magic. So yeah. Black Panther's amazing.
Yeah. And as a comic book nerd, I will say this, that out of all the runs that happened with Black Panther, I mean, you know, Christopher Priest, you have McGregor with before Priest, and you have Jack Kirby with his beautiful, like, Indiana Jones-esque, it's out there kind of stuff. And then, you know, going forward into, like, Hudlin with, you know, some of the African landscapes and themes that deal with that. And then even going into Ta-Nehisi Coates with some of his stuff. I will say that Black Panther started in 1966, is still going on now. This movie is a cherry-picking of everything that it needed to be for this particular film. And I can't wait for the next two.
So 2 more weeks, we can. I keep, my brain is bubbling with things I want to say, but I can't. Every time, like, anyone else talks about, oh, remember that part? No. So in 2 weeks, we will full deep dive. I think we will have a fair 4-day margin. But if you want to tweet, we got you.
Yeah,
it's the embargo's drop, so we can
now
talk.
The embargo's drop, so if you want to tweet stuff, you know, just do spoiler in it and, like, you know, scroll down, you know, do like the thing for other people, but like, and I'll reply to you and like scroll
down.
We'll be sneaky with it.
But it is, we're past the embargo, but we just don't want to be those people. So yeah. I really dug it. We have a decent amount of Mary Marvelites. I want to do 2 real quick. Brian McClure, we have a picture that you sent us, and you sent it this summer. And it was really funny because you took a break right as we posted this, because we've been talking back and forth, like, where'd this art go? We got this back. This summer, a while back, I've actually got this in my office. I just wanted to send, you sent me this picture, so I wanted to use it. Thank you for that care package. We all really appreciate. We did get it. We love getting mail from you guys, so I wanted to give Brian McClure a very special shout out, and I'm going to find that video so I can send it to you, but we do a lot of shows. But thank you so much. This is so rad. That is actually the first, like, trading card he got of Deadpool, so we want to do that piece of art. Nice. And I much appreciate it. Thank you, man.
I like that his last name's McClure.
Yes. Yeah. I'm Troy McClure.
Exactly.
And I also wanted to give a very a big shout out. Well, we're going to do a very Wakandan shout out in just a moment. But
yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna
in just
let
a
you,
second, we will.
I'm going to let you jump on those Marvelites.
Yeah, there were a couple of Marvelites that didn't make it into last week's. So we were trying to put them in this one, and I don't believe that we have. There was someone that sent me his Black Panther sketch over Instagram. I don't believe that we have the picture with it right now, but we'll have it for you next week. He sent it in my direct messages, and I was like, oh, this is a really nice Black Panther picture. And then there's another person that had a Black Panther cosplay, like full cosplay, and sent me that, and we'll incorporate you into next week. But our shout outs for this week, we have Purple Jeebus OG at Purple Jeebus OG, Wes _ Sager at Wes Sager, Christopher Witt at WB Call, Samir at Samir, the spider that bit Peter Parker at IHSA 170, Mike Rogers at Duck Dodgers Mike, And then from Jonathan Barb, and pardon me, I'm a little bit sniffly still. Jonathan Barb says, "You guys are awesome, and I love how you fan out about this stuff!" Exclamation point. I just think it would be super cool if the three of you did an Infinity War fantasy draft where you each pick a character one at a time and points are awarded to the characters that have the most impact in the film. Do it, please. I'm like, yes.
That's intense.
That's pretty
that.
Intense.
A that really Deadpool, is. As it were.
Oh, get out. No, I didn't even think of that.
Deadpool the Avengers.
There
we did it. We got Deadpool the Avengers.
Oh, yes. We should actually do a Deadpool for Infinity War.
It's perfect.
Or, yeah.
That's so funny.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Let's
do that.
We'll
start scheming up a Deadpool.
Okay. Let's do that. And then Stephanie Schnee. This is the first episode that I watch of this show, and after 5 minutes, I was hooked. I'll be watching from here on out.
Hell yeah.
Nice. Glad to hear it. Bethany Zio. I don't know if this is where I comment this, but I would love if you guys could do a birthday shout out for my boyfriend, Zach, next week. So I'm guessing
happy birthday,
this week.
Zach, this
happy
week.
Happy birthday, Bethany's boyfriend, Zach. I hope you're watching.
I hope you're watching it
but
if you're
talking,
not sure.
Talking of birthday shout outs.
Uh-huh. We've got a very
right.
special.
We do. We do. A long time fan.
Like OG. Like very
OG,
beginning.
Long time fan. I believe he's even in the chat room. Langley M. Neely, you requested a special sexy shout out, but a sexy Wakandan. Shout out, sexy Wakandan shout
out. You don't even know what that is, but I assume
yeah,
you can
but,
find
but all three of us are going to be doing it.
It's just improv?
Yeah, we got,
yeah. Yeah, so it's to Langley.
Langley.
Hey.
M stands for so much, but ooh. Mainly Marvelite. Langley, Marvelite, Neely.
Yes, that Neely's got me so feely, baby. Oh,
we appreciate yeah. all your love, attention, respect, and notice.
We include all your emotions, baby.
You're always in the chat, and you're always with us in our hearts.
Always tweeting. And always feeling.
And we appreciate another year around the sun with you. In the internet and in life.
Langley, oh, Langley. M. Neely.
Langley, Neely.
Woo! Yeah! That was for you.
I'm beautiful. Sorry.
I hope we did Wakanda justice. I hope so.
Yeah.
It was about the Wakanda note made it so much more confusing. About it. I'm like, what can
it's
I
like, what can
make this more Wakandan?
Yeah, it's like I don't have.
Trying to do like a chant.
Like I don't have my Panther Blaster.
I kept wanting to say things that would be references to the movie that I can't yet.
That
like
can't.
I had a couple
you
ideas,
can't.
And I'm like, nope.
Cake.
What?
Yeah. Someone get her a cake.
Someone get her a cake.
Langley, happy birthday. What was the name that I had?
Langley's freaking
Tanner
out
H.
in the chat
Tanner
room.
H. I need to find that. Tanner H. I wrote down to give you a very special shout out, and I lost all of the reasons, so I'm gonna do that next week. But Tanner H., a very special shout out. I think this has been a very dense show with lots and lots and lots, and a very special shout out. So guys, anything else you want to talk about or plug before we take off?
Langley says he's about to die and he says thank you.
Yes.
You're very welcome.
We
happy
did
birthday
it.
Langley.
Yeah. Well, Ollie, do you have anything you want to plug for yourself? You want to put yourself over?
Yeah. Follow me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer. If you like cosplays, follow my Instagram at Ollie Cosplays. I love Black Panther. I cannot wait for us to talk about it in depth for the spoiler review. So I know there's going to be a lot more tears for that one. So
yes.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Keep in mind, February 20th is going to be our full spoiler review. Hopefully you'll get to see it then. But this is the internet, so you can revisit us whenever you actually get around to Black Panther. So if you want to see more of me doing Black Panther this month, I'm doing a number of things. Tomorrow I'm doing Wednesday Club with Matt Key, mm-hmm. and we're going to talk everything Black Panther. I'll also be doing movie fights next week. It'll be Black Panther themed. Along with that, I will be doing fangirling at Alpha. That'll be next week. And I'm doing Ask Your Black Geek Friend. Ask Your Black Geek Friend. I'll be doing at the end of this month. And then there's a couple of other shows. Collider Heroes is in there. But I'll make sure that you know on my Twitter. Please follow me on Twitter and Instagram. That's at Markeia McCarty, MarkeiaMccarty. It's Black Panther month, y'all.
Very exciting stuff. And that's Damien's show, right? Damien's
And it's actually a specialty show.
Hell yeah. Damien's awesome. He's good people. That'll be fun. You can find me at COYJANDREAU on Instagram and Twitter. I've done Collider Heroes myself a couple times. Those guys are awesome. I love being over there. John Schnepp is a real, real sweaty man. You can also find, we just did a movie fight, and I think you've got one of those too, don't you?
I do next
you
week.
See?
Oh, and then the press junket. You've got
so much. I'm just reminding you.
Thank you. I'm sorry to cut into your outro.
No, by all means. So I just did a movie fight. Marquia's got one coming up. Mm. And also, I'm doing a Schmodown situation upcoming soon. So you can find us all over your internets.
Yeah, I'll be doing that too.
See what happens on the internet?
That's happening.
So the internet is chock full of all of us. And hunt us down, and we appreciate you. Have a great week, guys. We'll see you then. Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. Views expressed herein are those of the hosts only, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.